Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Let me warmly welcome the delegation of Ukraine and thanks it for the comprehensive national report. My delegation notes with appreciation the steps taken by the government of Ukraine to implement the recommendations from the previous review. As a co-sponsor of resolution of the Human Rights Council on cooperation and assistance to Ukraine in the field of human rights, my delegation equally commends the level of cooperation between the government and the monitoring mission with a view to advance the cause of human rights in the country. We note with appreciation the measures taken by the government to implement the recommendations submitted by the monitoring mission, showing countries strong adherence to the protection and promotion of human rights and the rule of law. We welcome in particular the adoption of the National Human Rights Strategy and Action Plan in 2015, underlying human rights protection as a key area for domestic action at the time of ongoing extremely difficult challenges that country is facing. We would like to encourage Ukraine to expedite the implementation of the targets identified in the Human Rights Action Plan. My delegation wishes to recall that our concerns regarding the human rights situation in eastern Ukraine, controlled by illegally armed groups, and illegally annexed Crimea, temporarily outside the effective control of the government of Ukraine, have been made known on previous occasions, in particular during the interactive dialogue on the Human Rights Commissioner's update on Ukraine. Mr. Vice President, in conclusion, as a delegation advocating for the universal ratification of the Rome Statutes of ICC, we recommend Ukraine to expedite the ratification of the Rome Statutes of the ICC.